the most important speeches President Xi will give during his state visit to the UK will be in Britain's financial center, the City of London. Richard Bestick has been down to the city to find out what they want to hear.
It'll be here at the Guild Hall in the ancient City of London's financial centre that the President will be guest of honour at his second banquet of this state visit. The City of London is effectively a city-state within the UK capital, boasting many of its own bylaws and privileges dating back centuries. The audience gathered in this august chamber will be very much looking to the future and clues from the President on ways in which they can work with the Chinese currency, the renminbi. So I've come down to the City of London to find out what the President's audience hope he'll say and what they actually anticipate. Mark Bolliet is the City of London's policy chief.
I'm sure that the city will want to hear that developments between China and Britain have been excellent over the last few years. Much stronger relationships. We now have London as the leading offshore centre for renminbi trading. We have Chinese banks rapidly expanding in London. We have investment from Chinese life companies and other institutions in London. So we'll want to hear an acknowledgement. This has all been very successful. And we'll want to hear that there's a bit more scope for things going the other way as well, because British institutions would like to do much more in China.
The City of London will be looking at ways in which it can work more closely with the Chinese in the internationalisation of the Chinese currency, the renminbi.
Yeah, many city institutions have relationships with Chinese institutions. There's going to be a number of signing ceremonies this week of memoranda of understanding about developing stronger links. The Chinese financial system is undergoing significant reform. It's very large, but it is not fully internationalized. We want to see that happen, as do the Chinese authorities. It's a question of the time scale and getting it right. It's not something that's easy to do, and we're very keen to work with our Chinese counterparts on how the markets can best be opened up, how there can be better cooperation and collaboration. This is going to be highly beneficial both to London and to China.
If they can pull it off, working with China and the Chinese currency, the renminbi, should help cement the City of London's role as Europe's and arguably the world's paramount financial centre. It all depends, of course, on what the President has to say. Richard Bestick, CCTV in the City of London.